I'm going to invite the children forward for a brief children's message. And we'll have you guys, thanks for coming today, we'll have you sit in this front pew right up here. Andrew, right up here, buddy. All right, good morning. Got a good group of people here today. Good morning and special day, Mother's Day, right, today? Yeah. All right, well, do you guys ever have to go away and be away from loved ones? Does that ever happen? Like maybe like a sleepover? Have you ever gone on a sleepover? Or maybe, yeah, maybe a trip that you've gone, a camping trip, and you're away from loved ones? Sometimes when we're away from loved ones, we miss them. I hope you miss them, and we're kind of scared. And you might take something with you to make you feel a little bit better. I got a couple things that you might take to kind of help you when you're away from loved ones. Does anyone have a special stuffed animal that you have that you kind of hold and squeeze when you're away from someone you love? What is it, Andrew?
That kind of looks like my baby.
Yeah, it does.
I have a big, huge toy this big that, and I know his name.
And you squeeze him when you just, you want to have comfort when you're away from someone you love. Yes?
I have a stuffy dinosaur.
A stuffy dinosaur. Yeah. All right. Yeah, so this is a blanket here. And Miles, you're right. This is our blanket. You might have a blanket to just kind of take with you when you have a sleepover because you miss maybe mom or dad, right? Do any of you have a blanket? Are any of you willing to admit you have a blanket that you really like? Thanks, Drew. Oh, thanks, Karen. Yeah. Karen's got a special blanket. Or you might take a picture, you know, of your family if you're away from them. That makes sense, too. So just want to think here today that it's sometimes when we're away from loved ones, we really need something to hold on to that relaxes us and reminds us that we'll be back with our loved ones really soon. Okay? That relates to what Jesus is talking about today. I just read it from John chapter 14. Jesus was going away. In fact, he was going to die. And the people that loved him the most, these disciples, they weren't going to be able to see Jesus anymore. They weren't going to have breakfast with him. They were going to kind of be all alone. And Jesus gives them something to hold on to until he would come again. Did you catch what that was, that special thing to comfort them while Jesus is away, Liam?
Hope.
Hope? Good guess. Something even more specific than hope. This gives hope. Yes?
He thought that no wars.
What is it?
No wars.
No wars. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one, too. It's also, I just want to say it's not a lollipop. He didn't give him a lollipop. It was something else. Yeah, I knew that'd get you going. So, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I'm going away and I'm going to give you something that's just like a blanket. It comforts you. I'm going to give you a stuffed animal that you can hold on to and know that I'm going to be back with you really soon. And that was the Holy Spirit. And that's the same thing Jesus would want to say to you today. Because guess what? We don't see Jesus. Do any of you see Jesus every day? You don't see him, right? Do any of you talk to Jesus like he's right in front of you? We talk to him, we pray, but he's not like right there, right? But what we want to know is there's something that we can hold on to while he's away until he comes back, and he's with you, and it's called the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us pray. The Holy Spirit guides us. The Holy Spirit brings us comfort. And every day that we live, we want to show people that the Holy Spirit's within us, and we do that by loving other people, loving our parents. How many of you are giving love to your mom today? Everyone should raise their hands, all right? If you're having a hard time with that, dig deep and find the Holy Spirit. He'll give you the power to love everyone. That's what the Holy Spirit does. And the Holy Spirit allows us to teach to follow the commands of God. All right, so if you're ever missing God, if you're ever wondering where he is, know that he's given us a special helper in the meantime called the Holy Spirit. Got it? Not a lollipop, but the Holy Spirit. All right. Yeah, I know, Miles, lollipop. All right. Thank you for coming up today. You can go back to and be with your parents.